TED Audio Collective. Welcome back to TED Health. It's Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. It's easy to get lost in the grand narratives of human history, in stories of empires and revolutions. But what if I told you that the most potent forces shaping our past were actually microscopic? In Dan Kortler's enlightening TED-Ed talk, he delves into the world of pathogens, the invisible agents that have silently determined the course of human history. From the earliest hunter-gatherer societies to bustling medieval cities, these microorganisms have played a pivotal role in our survival and our demise. This short talk isn't just about the diseases we've fought. It's a story about humanity's resilience and innovation in the face of unseen adversaries. Join us as we uncover the hidden impact of pathogens across the ages. And you might just gain a newfound respect for the power of the microscopic world.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Add a little curiosity into your routine with TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll go beyond the headlines and learn about the big ideas shaping your future. Coming up, how AI will change the way we communicate, how to be a better leader, and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
Since humanity's earliest days, we've been plagued by countless disease-causing pathogens. Invisible and persistent, these microorganisms and the illnesses they incur have killed more humans than anything else in history. But which disease is deadliest varies across time and place. Because while the march of progress has made us safer from some infectious threats, human innovation often exposes us to surprising new maladies. Our tour of history's deadliest diseases begins when humans lived in small hunter-gatherer communities. The illnesses these pre-agricultural nomads encountered most likely came from the various animals they ate and the soil and water they interacted with. There are no written records to help us identify these diseases. However, some illnesses leave distinct growths or lesions on the skeleton, allowing bioarchaeologists to diagnose ancient remains. And researchers have found that bones from this era suggest the presence of tuberculosis and treponemal infections. While these conditions are life-threatening, the deadliest diseases are invariably part of widespread epidemics, and there's no evidence of any large-scale outbreaks in this lengthy pre-agricultural period. However, when humans started developing agriculture around 12,000 years ago, it brought a whole new crop of diseases. Early farmers knew little about waste and water management, setting the stage for diarrheal diseases like dysentery. Much worse, the proliferation of open fields and irrigation created standing pools of water, which brought mosquitoes and, in turn, malaria, one of history's oldest and deadliest diseases. We don't know exactly how many early farmers malaria killed, or how many it left vulnerable to other lethal infections, but we do know this mosquito-borne illness continued to spread through humanity's next major development, urbanization. In small communities, infectious diseases like measles and smallpox can only circulate so long before running out of hosts. But in densely populated regions with high birth rates, fast-evolving viruses like the flu can continually infect new individuals and morph into various strains. When large settlements became common, medical science hadn't advanced enough to effectively treat or even distinguish these variants, nor was it prepared to deal with one of the deadliest pandemics of all time, the Black Death. From the 1330s to the 1350s, the bubonic plague swept Asia, Africa, and Europe, reducing the global population from 475 million to roughly 350 million. Like most Afro-Eurasian diseases, the plague didn't cross the Atlantic until Europeans did in the late 1400s. But at the height of the plague in Europe, Asia, and North Africa, infection was almost guaranteed, and the plague's fatality rate ranged from 30 to 75%. However, the illness wasn't equally distributed among the population. Many wealthy lords and landowners were able to stay safe by hiding away in their spacious homes. As medical knowledge became more robust, this kind of class disparity began reflecting who had access to medical care. And that divide became particularly apparent during the reign of our next deadly disease. By the beginning of the 19th century, tuberculosis was already one of the most common causes of death in Europe and the Americas. But the Industrial Revolution led to working and living conditions that were overcrowded and poorly ventilated, turning TB into an epidemic that killed a quarter of Europe's adult population. The unhealthiest environments were largely populated by impoverished individuals who often went untreated while doctors provided wealthier victims with the era's most cutting-edge care. Throughout the 20th century, vaccines became common in many countries, even eradicating the centuries-old viral threat of smallpox. The advent of vaccination, alongside improvements in nutrition and hygiene, have helped people live longer lives on average. And today, medical advances in rapid testing and mRNA vaccines can help us tackle new outbreaks in record time. However, countless regions around the world remain unable to access vaccines, leaving them vulnerable to older threats. Malaria still takes the lives of over 600,000 people every year, with 96% of deaths occurring in communities across Africa. Tuberculosis continues to infect millions, almost half of whom live in Southeast Asia. Addressing these ailments and those yet to emerge will require scientists to develop new and more effective medicines, but something governments and healthcare systems can do today is working to make the treatments we have already accessible to all.
Support for this show comes from Factor. Are you looking for gourmet meals? And no muss, no fuss? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, I'm getting hungry just thinking about this, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. It was a dream. This is why I got so many boxes of it. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. It's tailored to your schedule. You can customize your weekly meals. There's so many to choose from. You can eat keto. You can eat calorie smart. You can eat vegan, vegetarian, your choice. It is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Head to factormeals.com/TEDHealth50 and use code TEDHealth50 to get 50% off. That's TEDHealth50 at factormeals.com/TEDHealth50 to get 50% off.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. That was Dan Kortler for TED Ed. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. TED Health is a part of the TED Audio Collective. I'd love to hear your thoughts about the episode. Send me a message on Instagram at ShoshanaMD. This episode was produced by me and Costanza Gallardo, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lagis, Faraday Grunge, David Biello, Daniela Valarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter, and I'll talk to you again next week.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.